creating new roots and strengthening bonds between communities. Even though the First Nations community of Member 2 can be found in the heart of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality, the municipality says there's never been a public transit service in the community. That has now changed. Cape Breton Regional Municipality Mayor Cecil Clark was joined by Member 2 Chief Terry Paul and Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Kellaway at the Member 2 Place building to make a historic announcement. Transit Cape Breton will be expanding services to Member 2 for the first time with a new route. Clark says it's the result of many years of work between the CBRM and Member 2.
Years, decades, we're just talking going back many years, and the disconnection that was in place, and this is about a connection and a reconnection of our communities and truly how we go forward. This is a great opportunity, not only just the establishment of a bus service to Member 2 by Transit Cape Breton, it's also a comprehensive service that's going to be established. Route 12, as it will be known, is going to connect Sydney, Member 2, Sydney River. It's going to provide 18 stops within the community of Member 2. It's significant. So in total, every half hour, there will be a bus service coming through the community of Member 2. It'll be a total of 36 stops going and coming. This is going to be a frequency that's going to connect people to things that are important to all of us, and that is being connected to where you work, where you play in terms of facilities here, connecting to your medical appointments, or just everyday things like groceries and services. It's about living in your community, but also being further connected to your community.
The announcement comes on the heels of an $8 million investment from the federal government to upgrade, replace, or modernize the CBRM's public transit infrastructure. Clark says the funding will provide stability for the new route and others.
These buses now have ability for accessibility, connectivity in terms of charging ports, providing people with Wi-Fi on the buses, so it's not just merely an access point, it's staying connected and being relevant in the day and staying on top. And also the fact that everybody within Member 2 can get on, whether it's with Google and or Apple. The app for our transit makes it so much user-friendly for people to use our service.
The Transit, Subways, and Buses app is used by the CBRM to help residents plan their trip, track their ride, and access real-time vehicle locations for Transit Cape Breton services. Member 2 Chief Terry Paul discussed the history of Member 2's relationship to public transit.
For years, we've envisioned a transportation service that is both affordable and convenient for our members. Today, that vision becomes reality. I remember a time where the city bus would come up to Member 2 if the weather was bad to bring community members back home after visiting the bingo hall in the Whitney Pier. This wasn't a regular service, I don't think. And it was probably against the rules at the time. It is so great to say that now, all these years later, we will have access to a bus service that operates 6 days a week. And one of the stops will be right by our own bingo hall.
He says it's not just important for Member 2 residents, but also for people who shop and work in the community.
This new bus route will not only serve the residents of Member 2, but it will also benefit the many staff members who work in our businesses and live outside of the community. It removes a major barrier to access, and we hope it brings some relief to those who faced transportation challenges in the past. Member 2 is home to a wide range of services and businesses. With this new route, more people will be able to have access to what we have to offer.
Paul says he looks forward to trying out the route, adding the route shows the strong and growing relationship between Member 2 and the CBRM. Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Kellaway also shared some remarks on behalf of the federal government.
Accessibility, reliability, affordability when it comes to transportation is key. But both Chief Terry and Mayor Clark talked about something that's really even deeper, and that is creating a stronger community. One of the ways, actually, how you create a stronger community is through connectivity. The ability to get from point A to point B through recreation or commerce or just seeing a loved one. that's really important. It's bringing people together. And this development today is really, really special. It speaks to the communities coming together and focusing on something positive, something collaborative, and something that is needed.
He congratulated the CBRM and Member 2 on their work. Following the announcement, Clark and Paul spoke to the media about the new route. Clark echoed Chief Paul's comments on how the route will bring the larger CBRM community to Member 2.
Is a great opportunity, not only for the community of Member 2, but for all citizens and people that work here at Member 2, people that come here to do business, attend sports events. It's going to be a great thing for families and youth to also experience. So this is a big plus for everybody.
Clark says beyond this route, they're testing other routes throughout the CBRM and will continue to improve HandyTrans and AccessiBus systems. Chief Paul spoke about the difference the route will make.
I think it will be, have more people traveling to town more often, and also to take advantage of the service that are outside our community, but also people from outside would have more access and more convenience to come up to Member 2 to participate in the services that we have here. It certainly improves the relationship that we have with the municipality, with the staff, you know, and the management, and that's always really good to do, because we all live, you know, in the same area, and it is much better to have a good relationship and also to be able to you know, interact with each other in a good and positive way, you know, and we both have services that we all use, and why not work together and help the people more in the whole municipality.
The new route, Route 12, is now in effect and is seeing steady traffic from people throughout the CBRM. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.